Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're so glad to be back together again today around the microphones. Yesterday you heard a segment from our Sunday morning service. We want to invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for a powerful word and a great time of praise and worship. So we have an action-packed church. We have a dynamic children's church ministry for your children and grandchildren ages 3 through 11 that's concurrent during our Sunday morning service. And we also have Vacation Bible School that is coming up from August 4th to August 7th. It's in the evening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and it's specifically for children ages 5 to 11. So if you'd like more information about that, you can go to the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page and you can click the link that's available there with the Vacation Bible School flyer and register your child. So it's specifically for children ages 5 to 11, August 4th through August 7th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Celebration Tabernacle Church in the city of Cocoa.
So we'll invite you again, if you do not have a home church where the Word of God is taught to you in a very practical and simple way, where you can understand it and do it, we will invite you to come and join us in our Sunday morning service, where the Word of God, 100%, is taught. And it is in its simplest form and practical form, where you can apply to your everyday situation. And you can now start to live life in the Spirit. Hear what the Spirit of God says and understand what Jesus means when he says the Comforter, the Teacher. The word Comforter means the Teacher, the Holy Spirit. When he comes, when he comes into your human spirit, he will teach you what? All things. And he will what? Bring all things to your remembrance. And so you will understand how we need to be regenerated. I've used that word. Or in other words, we must understand and apply the blood of Jesus Christ to our life. Because it's through the blood we are cleansed. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross that make us free from the law of sin and death. And the law of sin could not do. The law could not do it. What the law could not do, because the law was working in the mind. And we try to keep commandments and keep laws, and we couldn't do it. Well, Jesus abolished that. When Jesus come, he abolished that once and for all. And now I can say I am redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I'm born again. My mind is sanctified, set apart now by the blood of Jesus Christ.
We have access to his mind.
Yes.
We left off Tuesday in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And then we went into an example in Genesis chapter 41 of Joseph. He was operating in the mind of Christ. When Pharaoh was seeking a solution to his dilemma, and he called in the soothsayers, the sorcerers, all those of the earthly mind, they were not able to solve his problem. So Pharaoh was told about Joseph in verse 15 and 16 of Genesis chapter 41. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it. Now, he already went through a lot of people that he brought forth to try to get interpretation. So there, he said, there's no one. So when he said there was no one, he means I tried.
Yeah.
I tried to bring in the elite. I tried to bring in the these and those of power and influence. They couldn't do it. He said, but I have heard it is said of you that you can understand a dream to interpret it. Verse 16. So Joseph answered Pharaoh saying, it is not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. So Joseph identified, he said, it's not in my carnal mind. It's not in my natural mind. That there's the mind of Christ, the mind of the Lord that will be able to interpret to you, but through him.
Mm-hmm.
The interpretation is coming where? Through
him.
Joseph. Yes. Through him to Pharaoh. So it's coming from the mind of the Lord, the mind of Christ. Another sphere. It's coming from the spiritual realm into the answer. So they continue their conversation in verse 33. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. So Joseph, he's not saying these things for his own advancement.
No.
He's telling Pharaoh, look, go find somebody that's discerning. Go find somebody that's wise that you could set over the land of Egypt. And then Joseph even gives him the plan of exactly what to do. Joseph wasn't saying, oh, it has to be me. Joseph, he didn't even volunteer himself.
No.
It wasn't his idea. It wasn't Joseph's idea to be put into the position that he ended up being elevated into. It wasn't his idea. It was God's idea, because Joseph, he presented everything. So he presented the whole plan. Now, how often do people do that? People aren't going to give you the whole success plan without something linked to
coming
it.
Coming back. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you.
So Joseph gives them the whole success plan for what he is to do. So then Pharaoh comes back, and it's Pharaoh who says to Joseph that, hey, no, that guy's you. It's going to have to be you to do it. I'm not going to be able to find anybody that's going to be able to implement this plan that you just articulated to me that came through you, through the mind of Christ, the mind of God that working through you. He said, no, it's going to have to be you. So then Joseph was appointed into the position of administration, even higher than when he was with Potiphar. Now he's under the hand of Pharaoh, and he has full control to bring forth, to execute the plan that God gave him for the saving of the land of Egypt. And now not just for to save the Egyptians, but also creating a refuge for Joseph's family to be able to be grafted into the land of Goshen from the land of Canaan, to be able to bring in his family who had turned their back on him, and the family that had sold him out, family who didn't come worry about seeing him until it was only in their best interest and such. So he was there now in this position that was given to him because he was appointed by God. How? By operating in the mind of Christ. He was instructed by the Lord, and he made it clear in the beginning. He said, look, this the interpretation doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the Lord. He gives Pharaoh the plan, not with selfish ambition, but because it's what God was working through him. And then Pharaoh says, hey, that's you. You're the guy.
See, when you have the mind of Christ, then we can say with full assurance, I can do all things. How? Through Christ that gives me the power to do it. It says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And the word strength means power. Power, understand it. Who give me the understanding to do it. That's what that word strength means. Strength in knowledge. Strength in wisdom. Strength in understanding. Power in knowledge. Power in wisdom. Power in understanding. Then you can boldly declare, I can do all things. And I'm not. And the answer is not coming from me. It's coming from the great one that lives in me. Mm-hmm. And how he lives? He lives in my spirit. Mm-hmm. He lives in my spirit. Mm-hmm. How do I hear from God? I hear from God through my spirit. Mm-hmm. The spirit that he puts in me. Not a spooky spirit. There's a spirit in man. There's a spirit in man. And the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Talking about that spirit. And God put a spirit, Job says, in man at creation. That spirit I'm talking about, not hocus pocus. The spirit, the human spirit, every human being have a body, have a soul, which is a mind, and a spirit, a human spirit. So in that spirit, when God lives there, that's where he lives, because he don't not living in my flesh. He can't live in my head. He lives in the spirit inside of me.
Yeah, that was a beautiful example, Diana, of explaining what it means when you have the mind of Christ. You know, Joseph could have boasted. He could have said, oh, yeah, it's me. You know, our mind would tune out God in a nanosecond if we let it. You know, so he knew, and he knew that he was not the one that was boasting. He was very, very humble, and humility goes a long way. And he told Pharaoh, he says, I'm not the one for you. Look around. But the Pharaoh knew better. He said, no, you are the one that can interpret the dreams. And he was just very humble. And that got him far. You know, that really got him far. And he became a ruler, and he saved all his family. And so if we follow God, if we follow the Holy Spirit, we can be sure that we will be doing the right thing in life.
Genesis 41, verse 38. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this? A man in whom is the spirit of God. So Pharaoh was able to recognize it. A man as this who has the spirit of God. Pharaoh, the same one who was looking for people who were possessed with another spirit.
Yeah.
The spirit of sorcery, the soothsayer, and such, the astrologers, those to bring in information. He was not able to get it except by the man who possessed the spirit of God. So now think about it. Pharaoh knew that it was accessible, that the spirit of God was residing in people, recognized it in Joseph, but he didn't request it for himself. He didn't say, oh, well, I want the spirit of God. He didn't say that. Nope. He just said, let me advance the one who has the spirit of God, because they, even in his own way, he saw the benefit of those who are filled with the spirit of God. So let that be each and every one of us, be filled with the spirit of God, to be of benefit, to be elevated in our workplaces, in our communities, in our places of influence. Why? Because we are operating by the spirit of God. Allow the spirit of God to instruct you, to lead you, move on the great exploits that God is giving you, the solutions that he has put within you, and it will bring forth your advancement. You don't got to beg for it. You don't got to cry about it. You just do the do's, and the elevation will come by the Spirit. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.